most of the Midwest will have an opportunity for a little bit of relief to the hot, dry weather when we get into the latter part of this week and into the coming weekend. But until we get to that point in time, it is going to be another stressful several-day period with a lot of excessive heat, some high humidity, and some limited amounts of rainfall. It's really a status quo forecast for at least the next 3 days, very similar to what we've seen over the past week. And that basically will translate into a situation in which we will need significant amounts of relief to save some of these late season crops. Most of the corn crop is done with reproduction, as you know, and we are filling and maturing the crop in some locations. And what we really need right now is regular occurrence of rainfall in those areas that don't have the moisture in the ground to support the crop. Well, the precipitation this week, at least initially, will not be all that impressive. We'll have small disturbances moving across the region from the Dakotas into portions of northern and eastern Iowa into Illinois and parts of Ohio eventually. Precipitation will certainly be welcome wherever it occurs. It's just not likely to be real heavy, and we'll most likely see the precipitation prevail as we get into the second half of the week. What changes in the second half of the week is a cool front from Canada comes southward, and that will likely focus a little bit on the moisture that's left over from these other disturbances this week, and we could see some greater amounts of rainfall occur across a part of the Midwest. Now, much of this precipitation will still be somewhat erratic, and the further southwest you go in the production region, the more insignificant the rains will be. Initially, through Wednesday, we'll likely see the rain totals running mostly in the range of a quarter to three-quarters of an inch coming out of the Dakotas and ending up over around Ohio. There's a chance that we may see some locally heavier amounts of rain embedded in that region with some amounts of a half to 1.5 inches possible. The precipitation will certainly be erratic enough that some areas will benefit greatly from the precipitation while others not too far away will stay dry. And the forecast will change a little bit as we get into the second half of this week, with the rains expected late Wednesday night and more likely Thursday and Friday becoming enhanced by the cool front coming southward from Canada. That will likely generate rain totals of 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches across the region from parts of the Dakotas into Iowa and on over into Ohio and parts of Michigan. This rain event will probably have some greater potential impact on the region, and for that reason it might be worthwhile keeping an eye on the whole situation. The one area that doesn't do well with precipitation over the coming week will continue to be portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and western Missouri. And those areas are going to get some rain, but they're just not going to get enough of it. And because of that, we're probably going to be looking at ongoing concerns about the crops in those particular locations. But the rest of the Midwest should get enough precipitation this week to induce at least a short-term bout of improving conditions, and that will translate into perhaps an end to the rapid decline in crop conditions and quality. But with that said, we have to continue to watch the situation. Some of the computer forecast models have been overdoing the precipitation this morning, and if you're a fan of looking at the model data, you should be aware that the American model, the GFS, is still looking too wet. In my opinion, too much rain being painted here, and we'll probably end up with lighter amounts. European model is still the model of choice to be looking at, and it does offer scattered showers across many areas over the coming week, but the amounts of rain that result are quite a bit lighter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.